Torah says, "Vayivaser Yaakov levado, vayayavek ish imo ad alos hashachar." So this is one of the famous psukim that Yaakov Avinu was alone, and he had this confrontation with the Malach until alos hashachar. And the famous Rashi, what was Yaakov doing alone? Shochach plachim ketanim v'chozer aleihem. So he forgot little jugs. He forgot, so he had to go back to get these plachim ketanim. And then, while he was getting them, he was alone. The Sarah Shalesa of this Malach had this confrontation with him. And the famous Chazal here, take a look. I mean, this is a Gemara Chulin. Have a Gemara Chulin for a second? This is a Gemara Chulin on Tzadi Aleph, where the where the Gemara recounts this whole event with Yaakov and the Malach. And the Gemara tells us in Tzadi Aleph, "Mikan tzadikim shechaviv malei mamonim yoshem migufan." You see, the tzadikim, they're more chaviv their property than their guf, because he went alone, and he put himself in the precarious situation. He shouldn't lose out on a couple of. What about his life? He says, "Mikan tzadikim shechaviv malei mamonim yoshem migufan." Why? Kol kach lama lefish ein poshtim yudeim begezel. They don't steal. Meaning, the way some explain is that a tzaddik's belongings have a special thing, because a tzaddik would never steal. So anything he owns was kosher money, kosher earned money. And that's his time. That's his money is time. How did he earn the money? So his time. So his time is precious. Whatever he... his possessions are, will come about from a kosher earning of money. So Mela, that's why some explain that tzaddikim is chavivim mamonim yosem igufam, because the mamonim represents their expenditure of time. If somebody just stole something, so it didn't take you any time. But here, it was hard-earned money that was earned honestly, and that was the chashivas. Okay, so there is a famous in different places. The Rebbeinu Bechaya says it. Here, take a look at the Rebbeinu Bechaya on page 2. Beivasu Yaakov Levado Darshu Chazal Lekado Karibe. That Levado is the Siv, but you really lakado. Melame shechozer al pachim ketanim. Whereas levado, you read it as if it's lakado, because he was coming back for what?
Pitchers.
The pitchers. That's a kad. Kad is a pitcher. Now, what is this all about? So take a look. There's a famous Rashi we all know from last week's Parsha, page 4, going on to page 5. Hayifka b'mokom v'yolam shom kiva shemesh. Right? We saw that the case by Yaakov, that he had rocks by his head. Hayikach v'yavne ha'mokom v'yasi mirash osof. Vayishkav b'makom ahu. So he put rocks by his head. Right? And the famous Chazal that Rashi quotes, that every rock wanted to what? Be the rock that Yaakov Avinu had his head on. So what happened in the end? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all the rocks be one. Okay. Good. So now, there is a sefer called the Shach al HaTorah, page 7. Now the Shach al HaTorah is a sefer in Chumash from Mordechai HaKohen. Has nothing to do with the Shach that in Shulchan Aruch. Right? It's not the same person whatsoever. This is a Talmud of the Arizal. So nothing to do with the Shach al HaTorah. We were both Kohanim, but so this is what he writes. Vayivasu Yaakov levado, amru chazal, al tikre levado olo kado. So he was going to get that picture. So where did this picture, where did Yaakov originally get that picture from? Me'ayin ba'lo zehakad. Where did he get that picture from? So he says, you know where that picture was? That was the picture that was formed from the rocks that came together. In the Rashi and Vayetze, those rocks came together and formed the picture. So Yaakov sama avoni me'yoshosav hishkim ba'boker. Matzon even achas v'nitzvatzivu katz al shem v'yitzog al rosh v'chozer hakad v'nitzmalei. So basically, and then it says he put shemen al rosha in vayetze. That was miraculously coming from this kad. So the kad refilled miraculously. And Yalkut Ruveni quotes this on the next page of page 8. And he saw that this kad, the shemen of the kad, was refilling, and that was miraculous. So he knew that that's why he, it wasn't just, it was stama, okay, a card, whatever, how much was it worth, but there's something more to the card. Something more to the card. It was a miraculous card, because the card would miraculously keep producing oil, and that was the kad of that started in Parshas Vayetze, and that's the kad that he had. So if you take a look in the Sefer Imre Shefer, a lot of Sfarim we have that are called Imre Shefer. Most prominently, the Shlomo Kluger. So Al HaTorah is called Imre Shefer. So this is, I think I saw this in the Sefer Kemotzei Shel Rav, I believe, from Rav Shraga Feivel Baharav. On page 13 is the Sharblot, and page 14 is the So he quotes in that sefer Imre Shefer. He says, "Nira behekli midrash al pasuk v'yivasa Yaakov levado. I'm not going to talk to Yaakov. Atana sata nafshecha al pachim chtanim b'shvili. Hayecha ashalim levadecha b'pach katan b'mei chashmonoi." He says that you were most nefesh for this pach katan, and now you're going to be paid back in the time of the chashmonoim with the pach shel shemen. This is a pach shel shemen. And that's the and there's some that say that this pach was the original pach of Yaakov Avinu was the pach that they found, because this was the miraculous pach that by Arieli quotes this in the sefer here on page 16 at the bottom. So what's this idea of the pach katan? Was it either was the same one, like someone has suggested, or very early as a sefer, or was an idea that we was zochet to get a pach shemen because of the pach? So what's the significance of this pach katan? So he says like this. You know, there's a Tosis in Masechta Shabbos. Page 11. Yeah. So we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos says that they found one Pach Shel Shem, because Somo Shel Kohen Gadol. So the question is like this. So it was sealed, right? So it wasn't tummy. But it is a loch if a person is a zav. What does that mean? If a man has an emission, not a regular seminal emission, but an emission with a different consistency of the regular seminal emission because of a sickness, that's called a zav. So anything that he moves is matami. So if the Vizav causes something to move, even if he didn't touch it, say he has a coat on the chair, and he moves the chair, so the coat moved, so, and he's a Zav, so it becomes Tame. So Tosis has a Kasha. What is it going to help that the Chosam, the Pach Shemen was sealed, right? What is that going to help? The Pach Shemen was sealed, but it's movable. And the halacha is that the Rabbanan will go there, that Goyim all have a din of Tumah Ziva. So if all Goyim have a din of Tumah Ziva, so then what does it help if this Pach Shem was sealed? But if you just move it without even touching it, you have Tumas Hesed of Azov. So then the Shem is going to become Tumah anyway. You say, you know, we all learned as children, the pach was sealed so you couldn't touch it, but you don't need to touch it. Because the goyim have a din of zovin, midrabanu. And a zov is metama even what? The hesed. So Tosis speaks about that on page 11. He says, in kvar gozru alanochim liyosk zovin, tzorech lomo she'emunach b'chosu b'karka. So he says, well, maybe the pshat is that they found it in the ground. So it was like stuck in the ground. So it wasn't perhaps moved, because it was stuck in the ground. But in the Sefer Imre Shefer, he quotes something from the Bach. He says like this. The line that begins on page 14, the line Huva Mitzias Lochiach Mitzias Perish Habach Sheapach Katan Upiv Tzar Lo Mahani Hesed. The Hesed in the Matamarek Hekad Yochel and Goa. So he says that the concept of Hesed, that if you move something it's Tomei, only applies to something whose contents theoretically you could touch. So the Chiddush is, even if you didn't touch it, you moved it. But if you can't touch it because it's too what? It's too narrow, then there's no din hesed either. Because hesed is only something that's roi lemaga. But that's how the Bach explains. So he says that that was part of the nes, that it was in a pach katan. Because a pach katan is a narrow opening, so you won't be able to put your finger in. And that was part of the nes, that it davka should be in the narrow, because if it would have been even another type of kli, even if it was sealed, that wouldn't help, because it's metamei the hesed. So that was part of the nes. That was pach kotam. So this. So the idea being, so you see here the Hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person, Yaakov Avinu, was Moshe Nefesh on the original Pach that came about from the Avonim. And this was a miraculous Pach, because the Shemen, the Yitzhok Shemen Rosho, emanated from that. And that also could be, as someone will explain, all the nisim of Shemin of Eishes Ovadia, and all the nisim are coming from that pach. And also, some want to say, and Rav Arieli has in the Sefer, that even the Shemen of Chanukah could have been from that original Pach. Right. And that's what Rabbi Rehli writes in a Sefer, that the reason why the Malach started up with Yaakov is it was a kitrug, he said, because if this Pach is so choshev, then why do you leave it, why do you forget it? How did you forget it? And that was his kitrug. So he comes back now to get it. So why did he get it, Rabbi Rehli explains, because he was afraid, and, you know, he had to worry about the Bikuach Nefesh Esav, so he forgot about whatever it is. But now he makes sure to come back to claim it. But you see how something in life that seems so could carry on years later. That original Shemen, the original Pach, starts from Parshas Vayetze of the Avonim. It goes to what? To Parshas Yishlach, Levado, Lekado. And it continues on, as Rav Ariel is pointing out, till Yimei Hashmonoim. And it was dafka made with a special hashkacha that the, I don't mean hashkacha in terms of kashrus, but hashkacha pratis, that it was dafka in that type of kli. Because if one had been in the narrow necked kli, it would have been metame the hesed. But since hesed, Rav Bach says, is totally in tumas maga, so you see how Kadosh Baruch Hu had hashkacha v'yor for this, and that's chayecha shani osid lasos gam levanecha l'idei pach shemen. So if it was the same pach or not the same pach, I'm not sure, but it was the pachim ktanim. And Yaakov Avinu wanted to go himself. The Freiman Rav writes in the Markala Nefesh. Page 22. Because he didn't want anyone. He realized that he reached a level of purity in his life, and therefore he wanted the Shemen to stay in the pure form. Because Yaakov Avinu knows that anything that he owns will get the characteristic of the person who owns it. So if the Shemen will ever be in the possession of somebody non-Tohar, then the Shemen will have a pgam to it. And therefore he went himself. So he had this Mesiris Nefesh. He went in the middle of the night to get it himself. No shliach. So it shouldn't get in the realm of what? Of tumah. Somebody tumah shouldn't be being owning it. And therefore we'll use zocher to maintain kedusha years later. So you see, whatever you see that shkocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see, big yisoh, whatever your mosa nefesh now, it's going to have payers years later. Because if you're mosa nefesh to mechanech your children properly, so you're going to see the payers many years later, you'll still see payers from that. And if you're lazy, if Yaakov Avinu would have been lazy and wouldn't have gotten the pachim ketanim back, then we wouldn't have been zocher for the Neis Chanukah, Chazal tell us. As he put in the effort now, the pot, if you say it was the same pot or it was a different pot, whatever, but whatever the case may be, it was b'schus of this pot, that of this mice of Yaakov Avinu, that was, the Medrash says that was a zocha for the pachim ketanim of Chanukah. Because you know the famous Bach says the whole gzeiros of the Yevanim came that should esrashlu b'avoda. That we were lazy. We didn't. So the big yisod is things, you know, simple things like going back to pachim ketanim. But it was something special. It was a special pach.
But I want to make sure that
if that's what you care about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that years later you'll stay the pach. When people weren't most nefesh, you know, to give their children proper chinuch, and then the child goes and marries a non-Jew, and they're wondering, why did it happen? Why did it happen? Because there was no most mesiris nefesh years ago. If there had been mesiris nefesh years ago, then those fruits would you know, that effort would bear fruits years ago. And if we was misrashel, then it would linger on from now. So Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, he goes himself in the middle of the night to get back the pach and panim, which was zocher, Chazal say, for the pach shemen for Chanukah, to be the shemen Torah. And after the pach, it had to be pach and ketanim, because else it was tamei behesek. But whatever you do in your life now, then years later it will make a difference. Small things that you do in your life to make sure things are done properly will bear payers for many years to come. And that's for Vayivaser Yaakov Levado Pachim Ketanim V'Neis Chanukah. That's for Levado L'Chado. Chado is the kind of Vayivka V'Mokha V'Yosef Eben Tachas Mirashoso from the Mokha V'Mikdash. And that bears fruit. And that's our avoda. To make sure that we, when things are important in life, we have to go all 9 yards for them. Because if we don't, then the detriment will linger in the future. And the opposite sense, if we do, then the positive outcome will come out of the future. And you see already in Bereishis here, these parshiyos of Vayetzei, Vayishlach, is what? Is the, I'll end with one last thing that Bnei Sosko says from the Alshich, last week's Parsha, with the Dudoim, the conception of what? Of Yisachar. When would the Dudoim happen? We make Tzir Chitim. What did Targum Yonason say? Yom Edesivan. Yom Edesivan. And we know Chazal say the Shvatim had 7 months pregnancies. You know, so Mamela, Sivan, right? Sivan, Tammuz, Av, El, Cheshvan, Kislev. 7 months, that's when they were born. Yesochar. Conceived in Sivan, born in Kislev. And Kislev is the month of Hanukkah, and Yesochar is the one who represents Torah of all the Shvatim. And you see that because of what happened years before, that comes to fruition later. Torah Shabbat Peh, right? Yod Debin of Itim, as the Pasuk says, the Harai presents Sukkah as the Torah Shabbat Peh. Sukkah all starts when he was born. He was Magbiah in the month of Kislev, the element of Torah, so the right of Torah Shabbat Peh. Hanukkah is Torah Shabbat Peh, as we know, because it's first Yontif that's not in Tanakh. And that's the idea. What you put in now has payers from later. And if you're lazy to put in effort now, then the results will be commensurate with what effort or lack of effort you had years ago. And that's why Yavasha, Yaakov, Levado, Pachim, Ketanim, Beneis, Hanukkah.